Welcome to another episode of the It Ain't Wrong to Be Strong podcast series brought to you by RamFit Athleisure. My name is Rob James. I'm the host of the series. I'm also the CTO and founder of RamFit Athleisure, menswear for mission-driven masculine men. We're a constant reminder of how far you've come and that giving up, giving in, and taking a backward step is never an option. Now, that should be your mindset when you're out there chasing after your own hopes, dreams, goals, and ambitions, because it's on you to make shit happen and it's on you to get shit done. Nobody cares because they're all too busy being the hero in their own story, and it's time for you to do the same. So silence your inner critic, think big, take massive action, and go out there and start living your best life because you're running out of tomorrows. In today's episode, I want to talk about the difference between knowledge and wisdom and why a lot of people get the two mixed up, because the truth is there is a big difference between the two, and we need to understand what that difference is. Now, there's also a lot of people out there who jump on Instagram and social media and Facebook and things like that, and they share memes and little quotes and things that say that, you know, age equals wisdom, and the older you get, the wiser you get. Well, that's completely untrue, because I'm sure you agree with me that there are a lot of people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s who have never grown up. They're stupid as fuck, and they haven't learned a lot of life lessons. And all you have to do is look at these people, and you can see that they're cynical, they're angry, they're depressed, miserable, they're anxious, and all of these kind of negative traits and qualities and energies. And the reason they are like that is because they don't have wisdom, and they haven't gone inward to grow from the inside out. But anyway, I want to talk about knowledge and wisdom today. So the difference between the two is pretty basic, and I'm sure everyone can understand this when I say this, that knowledge is a collection of facts. It's literally reading a book, and it's probably not even facts. It's just a collection of knowledge. And usually we read books by other people who are wise, and sure, that information that is in those books, it might be true, but it's from that person's experiences. Remember that. So sure, you are collecting a lot of information, you are collecting a lot of knowledge, and hopefully there is some factual information in there. But remember, it's only factual if that person has actually lived it. So if they're just the type of person to go out there and write a book or put a course together based on other people's material, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people out there who do it. And it's wrong. It's completely wrong. And it shouldn't be happening. But unfortunately, it is. But just because you read somebody else's material, it doesn't mean that you have the right to put it into your own book or make some kind of a course where you can help coach other people. And unfortunately, that goes on a lot. So the best kind of education in life is not from school and it's not from university. Because again, you're only regurgitating information that you have read from a book, and you're only reciting or regurgitating or talking about and you know, writing articles on other people's experiences and other people's wisdom. So you yourself don't actually know that it's true. And that's the problem with a lot of people in modern day society. They think that they're wise because they've read a lot of books or they've studied a course or they've got a university degree. And that doesn't actually mean that you're going to be wise. The best kind of education that you can ever get is learning through the painful process of trial and error. And that's why a lot of people are not wise, because learning from temporary defeat and learning through the painful process of trial and error is too hard. And when you do go through temporary defeat and you hit a brick wall and you get knocked down, a lot of people quit. And that is exactly why a lot of people are not wise in modern day society, because they don't learn from their failures. They don't learn from temporary defeat. So it's very sad that we have a lot of people running around in modern day society who are like this. And that is why you should never take advice from people who have never lived it. And that is actually what's going to help separate you in marketplaces that are oversaturated with average players who don't have wisdom from life experience. So today I want to talk about in a little bit more detail the difference between knowledge and wisdom, which I just spoke about a minute ago, that knowledge is actually just a collection of information. They're not necessarily facts, and it doesn't necessarily make you wise. So wisdom, on the other hand, is learning from temporary defeat. Wisdom is knowing how to apply knowledge in the here and now. It's knowing how to apply the knowledge that you have gained, that you could have been, you've read a book or somebody has mentored you, that's still knowledge. But it's knowing how to apply that knowledge in the here and now. It's knowing how to apply that knowledge on your path at the right time, at the right moments. And, you know, through calculated risks, that knowledge and that wisdom has paid off. So that's what we've got to understand, is that the true, or I guess the goal in life, is to grow up and be wise and have a lot of wisdom. Now, it's unfortunate, or it's fortunate, whichever way you want to look at it, but people under the age of 40 are not necessarily wise. And in fact, wisdom is gained usually after the age of 40. So a lot of people who are under the age of 40 only have wisdom in elementary matters. And what I mean by that is very basic matters and very basic subjects, you know. So it's very basic knowledge on certain subjects, I should say. So knowledge, sure, anybody in their 20s can collect knowledge. Anybody in their 30s, anybody in their teens can collect knowledge. But it doesn't mean that you're wise. And that's the same with being in your 40s and your 50s and your 60s. Because as I said earlier in the introduction, that I know a lot of people in their 50s, 60s and 70s that are not wise at all. They see the world through love and light, and they trust everybody, and they don't do their own research, and then wonder why they get scammed and conned. So, but again, people don't even learn from being scammed and conned repeatedly, because they blame everybody else and they think that there's something wrong with everybody else. Well, sure, you are going to be conned if you're easily conned. There are always going to be people lining up to take money from you and scam money from you and you know, make you expose yourself to catastrophic injuries through vaccines that are not tested and, you know, things like that. So it's important that we understand that it's on us to take our own responsibility for everything that's in our life and educate ourselves through either research or walking the path and living it, because it's you know, it's a very painful mistake to make when you find out that you're wrong because you trusted people who pay no price for being wrong, or you trusted people who actually had no wisdom. They haven't lived it. And so, you know, that's the problem, right? We have a lot of people out there, especially in the coaching world, in the, you know, building a brand world and branding gurus and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, they're not really experts because they haven't actually built a brand. And if you're into clothing brands and things like that, and you want to build a clothing brand, the first thing that you will probably come across is the amount of people who are only too willing to help you build it. Build a multi-million dollar clothing brand, but the fact is they actually haven't built it themselves. So therefore, they don't have wisdom. They have never walked the path. They don't have wisdom from life experience. They don't know it's true, and they haven't lived it. They've only read about it. So they think that they can make a quick buck on people who are easily scammed and people who are easily conned. And that's always going to happen. So it's on you to educate yourself and learn through temporary defeat. That's why it's very important that you walk the path and you learn through the painful process of trial and error. So going back to what I was saying earlier, with wisdom, you only gain wisdom by two ways. Well, there's two ways that you gain wisdom, and it's two very important points that you must tick off in order to become somebody who is wise and can share wisdom from life experience. And the first one is the lapse of time. And that is why I said earlier that people under the age of 40 are rarely wise, because they don't have wisdom, true wisdom, from learning from temporary defeat and applying that knowledge when they keep moving forward. Because there's a lot of people out there who quit. And they think that they have time, they can get back on their feet and, you know, I'll do that another 10 years and all that kind of stuff. But it never happens. So these people end up becoming the kinds of people who are cynical, angry, depressed and anxious and, you know, feeling empty and all that kind of stuff. So that's what happens when you don't learn from temporary defeat. So the lapse of time is a very important ingredient when it comes to wisdom. And if you don't walk the path, and if you don't let time lapse when you're doing whatever it is that you're doing and learning step by step, you will not be wise. It just doesn't happen. So the lapse of time, it must be time. And that takes years in a lot of cases. So I often say to people who talk about being disciplined that in my experience, you gain true discipline after about 3 to 5 years. And a lot of people bang on about the fact that you only gain, you know, you're disciplined when after what is it, 21 days or 3 weeks or some rubbish. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's completely the opposite to what I have learned. And I often say to my students that you have to be turning up every Tuesday and every Thursday, every Tuesday and every Thursday, until it's so ingrained in you that you don't want to be anywhere else. It's like, oh, it's Tuesday. Shit, it's 5 o'clock. I've got to go to training. There's no other option that comes into your brain, and nobody can convince you to give it up. It's just part of who you are. And I've been teaching martial arts for the last 13 years straight in Brisbane, where I turned up every Tuesday and every Thursday, and I was teaching. And, you know, that's how you gain wisdom. I walk the path and the lapse of time. So when it comes to discipline, you know, it's not a 21-day or 3-week or whatever it is, 6-month thing. It's actually something that you need to be, that needs to be so deeply ingrained in you that there's no other choice, no other option even comes into your mind. So that's my wisdom from discipline. I know it's true because I've lived it, and that's how I got it so ingrained within me that it you know, I'm not distracted. I'm not drifting from one distraction to the next. So that's my wisdom when it comes to discipline. And that is the case with a lot of other subjects and a lot of other things that, you know, people are out there creating, building and seeking mastery in. So the lapse of time, you cannot gain wisdom and you cannot be wise without it. Now, the other thing is, and a very important point, and I've already spoken about it, is learning from temporary defeat. Now, a lot of people don't want to learn from temporary defeat because it's too painful. So when they hit a brick wall or they get knocked off their feet or they experience what they think is failure, they simply give up and they walk away and they go and dabble in something else. And that's the dabbler's mindset that I keep talking about all the time. So we need to be disciplined and we need to understand that it's the lapse of time and the ability to learn through temporary defeat. And that is how you gain wisdom. So now you understand why people in their 50s or 40s, 50s and 60s are not necessarily wise and they don't necessarily have any wisdom. And it's impossible for somebody under the age of 40 to be wise. Sure, they've learned a few things, and that's why I said earlier that it's only in elementary matters, it's only in elementary subjects, and it's on very basic matters and basic information. It's not until you become, you know, 40 and 50 that you truly understand what wisdom is. And it's like, I guess, being a black belt or even a third degree black belt. So I became a third degree black belt in Kyokushin Karate in 2016, I think it was. You don't automatically become a third dan. And that's what people don't understand, even in martial arts. When you become a third dan, then you must mature on that rank. And that takes time, the lapse of time. It takes learning through the painful process of trial and error. It's about, you know, honing your skills and sharpening your skills and becoming better at delivering a technique, better at fighting, better at your guard, better at kata or whatever. But that is how it works. And it's the same within all areas of life. So when you're automatically, when you turn 40, it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be wise. It just means that you're 40, because there's still a lot of stupid people in the world at the age of 40, 50, and 60. It's the lapse of time and the desire to learn from temporary defeat, to learn from your mistakes. And we all make plenty of them, but it's on us to go inward and learn how can we do better and ask ourselves, how can we become better examples of whatever it is that we're doing? And that is how we gain wisdom from life experience. Now, before I go, I just want to say this. If you're in business, if you're a lawyer, if you're a painter, if you're a plasterer or a builder, or even a martial arts instructor, the way that you separate yourself in an oversaturated marketplace is teach what you know to be true and share what you know to be true because you have lived it yourself. There's a lot of average players out there who can't be bothered learning. So they're constantly looking for a shortcut. And they'll tell you that they're an expert and they'll charge like an expert, but they're not experts. And you soon find out that they're not experts. And it's too late because you've already spent too much money. You've already come undone. You've already failed or experienced temporary defeat because you trusted the wrong person. So whether it's building a brand, whether it's being coached in martial arts or your martial arts instructor or whatever it is, your job is to look for somebody who has life experience, who understands the craft because they've walked it and experienced it themselves. They've learned through the painful process of trial and error, and they are older. You know, there's a lot of young martial arts instructors around, and I understand they're out there trying to do the right thing. And sure, they're walking the path, but they're not necessarily wise. So be very careful who you trust with, engaging when it comes to helping your business and things like that, because you can bring yourself undone very quickly if you trust the wrong people. So as I said, there's two things that makes a person wise and gives people wisdom, and that is the lapse of time and the desire to learn from temporary defeat. And if that's you, then you'll understand what I mean. It's about walking your walk. It's about walking the path and the lapse of time. And that is something that just happens. You can't hurry it up. You can't make it happen quicker. Sure, you can dress sharply and you can look the part, but the truth is you cannot disguise your shallowness when you are inexperienced. It shines through, trust me. And a lot of people have said that to me as well. So anyway, guys, I hope you got value from this podcast episode. Understand that it's your job to keep working on your craft, seeking mastery, being disciplined, and learn through the painful process of trial and error. And when you do that, through the lapse of time, you will stand out in any marketplace, in any oversaturated industry with average players, and you will become a true expert in your craft. Thanks very much for listening to this podcast episode, guys. I appreciate your support, and I look forward to sharing another episode of the It Ain't Wrong to Be Strong podcast series with you shortly. And until then, keep winning, and I'll check in with you then. Cheers.